morning. I'd like to bring the House Committee on Business and Labor to order this morning, and nice leisurely start for the day. We are going to carry over till Friday Senate Bill 380. Senate Bill 488A and Senate Bill 583A. And with that, let's start at the top. We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 297A.
Which is 297?
297A.
Mr. Chair, committee members, this is the measure the committee heard May 6th. It deals with the Oregon State Board of Engineers and Land Surveyors, and it allows the applicant to seek a license to practice professional engineering, land surveying, or photogrammetric mapping in Oregon to obtain qualifications for licensure in any order and make single applications. There are other provisions of the bill. I'm going to skip forward and say that there are amendments on OLIS that I don't think the chair is going to be discussing today, or would you like me to explain them?
No, since we're not moving them, they were amendments that were suggested, and I think everybody concerned is happy with the underlying bill, and we probably will be having a conversation in the interim on some of the on topics surrounding the amendments. Seems there wasn't complete consensus on what we were doing with those and just how to accomplish some of the issues around hydrographers especially. So that I think that's about as much information as we need to know since we're not moving the amendments for now.
So the public hearing was on the A. Engrossed version, and that's what's before you again today. The Senate vote on the A. Engrossed was 30-0. There's no revenue impact, and there's no fiscal impact.
Thank you. And it is my understanding that the engineers, the land surveyors, and the board are all happy with the underlying bill that we're voting on today. So,
Chair Hovey, I move Senate Bill 297A to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Barton moves Senate Bill 297A to the floor with due pass recommendation. Discussion? Seeing none, Matthew, could we have a roll call?
Representative Beretta?
Aye.
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative
Eskimo? Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative
Fagan?
Yes.
Representative
Hurd?
Aye.
Representative
Nutt?
Aye.
I'm excited to be
aye.
Here.
Aye.
Scare
aye.
The crap out.
Aye.
I'm going to hold on these.
Aye.
I don't know if I have nothing else.
He's listening.
House Bill 297A, having received the votes, has passed.
Some people watch.
Volunteer to carry the bill.
I won't. Are you at odds with some of them?
Representative Beretta Evans. We'll let Representative Evans carry the bill.
I support Beretta carrying it, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Oh, Representative Beretta will carry the bill then.
Nicely done.
Mr. Chair, we'd like to do this like the military. We volunteer Representative Beretta to carry this bill.
Second that.
So I told my son, keep your head down, don't volunteer right. for anything, and stay out of helicopters.
That's right.
So with that, we'll close the work session of Senate Bill 297A and open a work session on Senate Bill 580A.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this measure was before you May 22nd. It deals with the Landscape Contractors Board, and it was the result of a work group during the 2014 interim. There were about 12 different provisions in the bill that were discussed during the public hearing. You have before you now a proposed -A5 amendment, and it removes the provision that allowed the board to assess any requesting party the reasonable costs that result from arbitration or a contested case proceeding. And the A6 amendment requires the board to provide a Spanish language translation for the examination. There's no revenue impact on either amendment, and there's a minimal fiscal on both amendments.
Thank you. Representative Barton, we have a motion on
A5?
The A5.
Chair Hovey, I move the -A5 amendment into Senate Bill 580A.
Representative Barton moves the A5 amendment be adopted to Senate Bill 580A. Discussion on the amendment? Is there any objection to adopting the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment's adopted.
Chair Hovey, I move the A6 amendment into Senate Bill 580A.
Representative Barton moves the A6 amendment into Senate Bill 580A. Discussion on the amendment. Committee, I will note that this particular amendment is adds the ability of, or directs the board to put the landscape contractor's written examination in Spanish. You may remember that Representative Hurd had that in a previous bill, and that bill is still alive in Ways and Means, but we wanted to make sure this got done in case that bill runs into trouble along the way. Not saying that it will, but
never know.
We all supported this previously, so just a little clarification: we're not doing things twice for no reason.
Wouldn't that be standard practice, though? So, not for this committee.
So any other discussion on the A6? Is there any objection to adopting the A6 amendment? Seeing none, the A6 is adopted.
Chair Hovey, I move Senate Bill 580A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Barton moves Senate Bill 580A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Seeing none. Matthew, can we have a roll call, please?
Representative Beretta?
Aye.
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Byrd?
Aye.
Representative
Nuss?
Aye.
Representative
Weiner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Kennedy? Aye.
Chair Holden?
Aye. Senate Bill 580A, having received the votes, has passed. And Representative Hurd will carry the bill. With that, I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 580A. And we will open a work session on Senate Bill 699.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is the measure heard April 29th. It deals with the Board of Cosmetology, broadens the exemption to provide those people who prepare individuals' hair for professional photograph or theatrical performances. But before you is a proposed -5 amendment. It changes the exemption. It allows those that are working on people for professional photograph to do only temporary makeup, combing or brushing of the hair, or applying hairspray. Those that are who are preparing people for a professional film or video performance or a theatrical performance may apply temporary makeup or style hair by any method. And it directs the Health Licensing Office to develop and disseminate some guidelines to ensure sanitation and hygiene best practices are followed. There is no revenue impact, and there's no fiscal impact.
Thank you.
Chair Hovey, I move the -5 amendments to Senate Bill 699.
Representative Barton moves the -5 amendment to Senate Bill 699. Discussion on the amendment. Any objection to adopting the amendment? Seeing none, the A5 is adopted.
Chair Hovey, I move Senate Bill 699 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Barton moves Senate Bill 699 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Seeing none, Matthew, could we have a roll call, please?
Representative Beretta?
Aye.
Representative
Aye.
Representative
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative Hurd?
Aye.
Aye.
Representative
Weiner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Aye. Senate Bill 699, having received the votes, has passed. Representative Williamson will be carrying this bill. With that, I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 699. Open a work session on Senate Bill 879A.
Mr. Chair and committee members, committee heard this May 27. It's a bill that exempts attorneys that negotiate the terms of a residential mortgage loan in the attorney's representation of the client. Since the public hearing, there's now a proposed -A5 amendment, and it exempts from the requirement to hold a mortgage loan originator's license any individual that's acting as a seller who sells, offers, and negotiates terms of up to 3 individual loans that are secured by the dwelling unit owned by the individual or a limited liability company of which that individual is a member. Limits the exemption to limited liability companies consisting of the individual and their family members. Requires the individual or the limited liability company to not advertise that it engages in the business of making loans, and that the individual not hold more than 8 residential loans. And it requires the individual claiming this exemption to disclose all the loans that limited liability companies of which they're a member, disclose that information to DCBS. It also exempts attorneys from requirement to hold the mortgage loan originator's license if the attorney negotiates the terms of the loan in representing a client and does not receive compensation from a banker, a mortgage broker, mortgage loan originator, or lender, unless the compensation is from a client who has specified exemption from the requirement to hold that license. There is no revenue impact on the A5 amendment and no fiscal impact either.
Thank you.
A question, if I may have, and now is the dash A5 amendment, when we heard this bill, could it, was it, it might have even been this
week.
Can you
make a motion on the amendment first, then we'll discuss it?
Very well. I move the dash A5 amendment to Senate Bill 879A.
Barton moves the A5 amendment to Senate Bill 879A, and could I invite DCBS and Sean Jillians up to help us with this discussion?
To figure out what I just moved.
Morning. Representative Barton, would you like to rephrase your question?
When we thank you, Mr. Chair. When we heard this bill earlier, quite recently, I think there were still ongoing negotiations, possible consensus reached. I think two parties here. I think the state bar might have also been involved. Is that the A5 amendment? Is that the product? Have we sorted it all out?
For the record, I'm Rick Blackwell, senior policy analyst with the Division of Finance and Corporate Securities, the part of DCBS that regulates mortgage bankers, brokers, and loan originators. I think the dash A5 is the product of discussions between Mr. Jillians, myself, the department, I should say, and the bar. Yes.
Good. May I ask a follow-up, Mr. Chair?
Like, what does it do?
Yes, thank you. That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Chair Holvey, Vice Chair Barton. So my understanding, basically, the amendment is to allow an individual that's already exempt from getting a mortgage loan originator license under the 2013 Act that was passed to also originate those loans through an LLC, so mostly for purposes of tax and liability, not necessarily to be habitually and commercial, you know, engage in the commercial enterprise of making mortgage loans. And so with that, we're basically comfortable with the A5, with the understanding, though, that the rate caps that were passed in 2013 remain applicable to the LLCs, to the person that's originating, no matter what, how many LLCs they originate through.
So just a clarification on that. So is it the member of the LLC that actually originates the loan, or is it the LLC that originates the loan?
Chair Holvey, under the terms of the SAFE Act, the originator is the one that's taking the application or negotiating the terms. My understanding is the LLC would be the one that actually provides the funding and holds the note.
Yeah, and Mr. Chair, for the record, Sean Jillians representing the Oregon Association of Realtors. I think a typical transaction that this would involve is the LLC would actually own the property, so it's an investment property that they're going to carry the note on. As Mr. Blackwell mentioned, the individual, and the exclusion is very narrow. It has to be an owner-owned LLC, so it's one individual who owns the LLC, would be exempt to be able to make the loan, but that would be carried by the LLC, and something that I think is important to put on the record that Mr. Blackwell mentioned. It is certainly the intent of the A5 amendment that the caps that we put in 2013 of 8 overall are applicable no matter what sort of form an individual has it. So if an individual puts out a couple of notes personally and then they have an LLC that puts out a couple of additional notes, that overall cap of 8 always applies to them, and they can't get around that cap of 8 by forming multiple LLCs.
Follow up. Other questions? So to be clear, for my, I mean, one of the issues we face with this is that LLC cannot hold a loan originator license.
That's correct.
And so, but the LLC is allowed to originate loans because the members are exempt?
Chair Holvey, I think this would be a good point to clarify that there may be some implications that the LLC may have to get a mortgage banker license, but we're certainly willing to go to rulemaking to figure out in what circumstances those LLCs would be exempt.
Okay. Clear as mud?
Yeah, exactly. I picture this as an LLC, providing that they did their own thing with their own real estate, that they could go out and they could make loans probably to private people, but they could only do 8 maximum in a tied up at one time. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, Representative Esquivel, that is correct. What we're talking about is solely seller financing for individuals or member-owned LLCs that own property. This is not an exception for people who are in the business of making mortgages. It's a limited exemption just for primarily real estate investors who do it on a small scale basis.
Follow up. I believe this probably isn't very functional today because of the interest rates, but when we had 22% interest rates, it was very functional, where there was a lot of wraps, a lot of owner carries, things of that nature. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, Representative Esquivel, it's actually interesting. We had this conversation as we were discussing the bill of how prevalent seller financing is. It still has a place in the market for properties that are difficult to get conventional financing on.
Bare land.
Older farm dwellings that might not have foundations under them, or cabins that have pier post foundations that are very difficult to get traditional financing. This is an opportunity for people to purchase through seller financing.
Bare land is
good. Representative Barton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now, wasn't there also a piece, I think, had the state bar interested? Has that been addressed today in this discussion? Something about high scope of practice for what an attorney could or could not do. Can someone explain that to me, or unless it's already been explained and I missed it?
Chair Holvey, Vice Chair Barton. My understanding is that the attorney piece just clarifies that if a client is by definition a mortgage loan originator, so someone that is negotiating terms or taking an application under state law, and then but is exempt under 203, which is the part that this amendment affects, then they could still receive compensation from that client. I think that's a fairly narrow fix, as long as it preserves the traditional attorney-client relationship and doesn't allow the attorney to hang out their shingle and be a loan originator. I think we're okay with that.
Since, Mr. Vice Chair, you still have a puzzled look. Mr. Chair,
okay with it.
Okay. The provisions of loan originator licensing was extremely broad when we first implemented this, and so I think we sort of swept folks in that weren't traditional loan originators, and our original exclusion for attorneys sort of disqualified attorneys from even participating in these seller financing transactions for their clients who would otherwise be exempt because technically they were mortgage loan originators. So we're basically just going in and clarifying, look, if your client is exempt under this, you also are exempt in your representation of them and are able to represent them.
Thank you.
So last question. So is there any restriction on the, and I have a follow-up to this too. So is there any restriction on the members of the LLC, of who can be members in an LLC that carry on under this bill?
Chair Holvey, the amendment itself limits it to certain family members, which is mirrored in another part of the exemption. I think going back to what I had said about going through rulemaking on the business side, then we can look at how broad or narrow these LLCs should be.
So in this legislation, the members of the LLC are restricted to family members?
Chair Holvey, that's correct. Issue that we ran into in drafting was, what do you do with spouses? You can't make the choice that I'm going to hold the loans, or my spouse is going to hold the loans. So we had to add that in, but knowing that it might broaden up the LLC, we'll have to deal with that on the business side.
Okay. I guess I don't have a follow-up.
Okay.
Thank you. So I think we have a motion on the A5 amendments. Is there any other discussion? Seeing no discussion, is there any objection to adopting the A5 amendments? Seeing none, the A5 amendments adopted.
Chair Hovey, I move Senate Bill 879A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that Representative Esquivel carry the bill.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure that's a proper motion. Yeah, could you restate your motion?
Chair Hovey, allow me to restate my motion. I move Senate Bill 879A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Barton moves Senate Bill 879A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Now you could say something about it as well if you wanted. Seeing no discussion, Matthew, could we have a roll call, please?
Representative Barretto?
Aye.
Representative Doherty?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Evans?
Yes.
Representative Fagan?
Yes.
Representative
Hurd? Aye.
Representative
Nuss?
Aye. Representative
Widener?
Aye.
Vice Chair Barton?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kelmer?
Aye.
Chair Holby?
Aye. Senate Bill 879A has received the required votes. It's passed. Carrier, any volunteers?
Happy to volunteer, Mr. Chair.
Representative Esquivel will carry Senate Bill 879A, and we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 879A. And open a work session on Senate Bill 934A.
Mr. Chair, committee members, this is a measure heard May 27th. Senator Roblin testified. It places a limitation on state liability for non-property claims applicable to the State Fair Council. Also increases the number of seats on the council. There are no amendments. Senate vote was 30-0. There's no revenue, and there's no fiscal impact.
Thank you.
Chair Holvey, I move Senate Bill 934A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Barton moves Senate Bill 934A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Yeah. Representative Hurd, were you raising your hand to?
No, I'm covering the mic. She's saying a couple things over here.
Other discussion. Other discussion.
Thank you.
Seeing,
to the bill, really.
Seeing no other discussion, Matthew, can we have a roll call, please?
Representative Barretto?
Aye.
Representative
Doherty? Aye.
Representative
Evans?
Yes.
Yes.
Representative
Hurd?
Aye.
All about the fair.
Representative
Widener?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Kennedy?
Aye.
Aye. Senate Bill 934A, having received the required votes, is passed. Carriers, I got Representative Evans beat you. We'll assign you something on Friday.
That's good because I'll not be here.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's why you're going to get assigned.
With that, I'll close work session on Senate Bill 934A. And thank you, committee. I know many people would probably like to meet later on Friday, but I have other commitments at 9 a.m. on Friday, so we will be meeting at 8 a.m.
Awesome.
I appreciate it. If you can make it here, we have just a handful of three bills left to work, so it won't take us too long. I apologize for making you get up so early.
Are we going to have informational hearings?
Chair Holvey, question. Are we having a committee shindig?
I will not be here.
We'll talk about this after we adjourn the committee. So with that, we have carried over the proper bills.
Bender
Senate
over.
Bill 380A, Senate Bill 488A, and Senate Bill 583A, all carried over to Friday, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's right.
All right. With that, we'll adjourn the House Committee on Business and Labor.
Yeah, I think we...
Business and Labor.
Yeah, I think we...
The House Committee on...